This is the Sunday, February 19th, 2006, a PNB Elections Committee meeting, convening at 8:14 p.m. This is Carolyn Burden, and we are coming to order. Mary, would you like to call the roll?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Who are the new ones? I'm not sure if I have the roll here. Well, I know these eight. LaVarne.
Present.
And myself, and Carolyn. You're here, right, still. And Terry?
Here.
Okay. Melinda?
Here.
Ted?
Here.
Oh, okay. Richard?
Yes.
And then John Stasny, but now who else?
Art Stasny. Mm-hmm.
Art Stasny, God,
right.
I'm sorry.
Don White, KPFK.
Oh, I'm sorry. And
that's
I
no problem. No problem.
Okay.
I just was elected, so
you
I'm
just
a new
were elected.
Kid on the
floor. Now, I don't know who else was elected from anywhere. Patty's still elected, right?
Should we tell Don what rookies to this committee have to do, the initiation is?
Oh, no, he'll run.
Patty will be on shortly.
Yeah, so she's still on. Okay. And who else was elected from anywhere? From
I believe Serene Roberts was elected.
Is she on? I couldn't tell because my whole computer.
I believe I heard a voice. I was telling you the people who I believe were elected.
Patty?
Yeah, Patty will be on shortly. Patty
Serene?
Serene, I believe, was elected as a delegate. But I don't believe she's on yet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But she was elected. Is there anybody else I don't know?
I believe she wasn't.
Anybody know any other names?
I'll look it up.
Oh, that'd be great, because my computer crashed and I couldn't find anything.
It's had
anything
like mine.
I didn't find any other names myself.
Well, this is always the limbo time anyway, where we got to find out who left and who's new.
That's right. So I think the rules are that people stay on until they're replaced. And
right.
Frankly, no one has written to me, officially or unofficially. I happen to remember that Don was elected, but I don't know anybody else from any other station who has changed.
Well, I'm officially telling you, as chair of the KPFA LSB, that Mary and I got reelected.
Thank you. That's official. Wonderful. All right, we'll just wait until see if anybody else comes on, that's all.
Okay.
I think the next item on our agenda is the approval of the agenda. And did all of you get the last version that I sent out around 7 o'clock with three motions on it?
Yeah, with all three in the one. I did get that before the crash.
All right.
And I have it.
I don't have it. My computer, I'm thinking of having a problem with my computer. I don't have it, but I'll keep trying this.
LaVarne, your one account is working and the Yahoo account is bouncing, but the other one seems to be going through. So whatever is happening with your computer, it's don't worry about the Yahoo account. I think it's bouncing or it's closed.
Oh, checking and see what's happening.
We do that all the time. I don't know what to do about it.
What's that? My two addresses that I use.
Is that somebody we know?
I hope not.
Sound like somebody driving.
Well, we have an agenda with four work group reports, I guess down to three. And
I don't know. Are other people having a hard time hearing her? Because
I always do. Carolyn, I don't know whether it must be your phone because you're not soft like that. But we have a hard. You're very soft on the phone. I meant, Carolyn, you didn't have to go to extreme.
Whoa!
What was that? I don't know,
but I think I lost about 3 decibels of hearing after that.
Is that there?
Jeez.
I was on mute. I want you all to know I was on mute.
Whoops. What did she do?
Okay, Terry with some information for Mary.
Good.
I have noted the director elections to the Elections Committee.
Mm-hmm.
And so from KPFT, that's Teresa Allen. And from WPFW, that's Zarina Shakir.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right.
Oh, okay.
And the other directors we know about because they're already on the committee.
Wonderful. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Terry. Now, we still don't know if the delegates from WPFW, did they get elected? We don't
KPFK
know if Serene
and
on.
I think WPFW have not had their delegate elections yet.
So
I
Serene
don't know about KPFT.
So Serene is still on in any case.
Serene is still on. Serene and
yeah.
I were reelected.
Okay.
All right. Well, then let's, I'm sorry about the, that you didn't have the agenda, because that third motion is very long. Do we want to leave them in the order? I would like to leave them in the order of the second agenda, and new business leave the first motion as a collection of staff data, which is the one evidently that some people don't have.
Oh, wait. That's not in the next one?
It's in this one I sent out about 7 o'clock.
But it's not in the previous one?
No, it was not. And
oh
I sent out one separately, and then it was revised. So about 7 o'clock I sent out.
I might not have? Oh. Wait a minute now. You're saying so we'll to combine them in one
Patty.
Thing.
Okay.
Hi, Patty.
Hello.
Hi.
Sorry I'm late.
Oh,
that's all right.
Okay.
We're just beginning to look at the agenda, Patty, and we're looking at the last agenda sent out around 7 o'clock, which had included a revised version of the motions that had gone out earlier in draft form. Do you have that?
I have the agenda from 7 o'clock.
Okay, that's good. 6:56, actually. Final agenda before meeting, Mary. 6:56
yeah,
p.m.
But,
got
but
it?
Yeah.
Excuse
and
me.
I just sent another copy to Mary, just in case.
No, I have that final one,
that's
but
it.
I don't
okay,
have... The previous one.
Oh, that's
I
good.
Did,
forget
but I don't
the previous
anymore.
One. You do not need
yeah,
the previous one.
You don't
one.
Need the previous
oh,
one.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood you.
That's
okay,
why we call
great.
Final. No. So the first motion there is a collection of staff data, which is relatively long. The second one is a motion for an interim election supervisor. And the third one is a motion regularizing membership status.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone wish to change the order or add anything to the agenda at this point?
This is Ted Weisgall.
Yes, Ted.
I have a few items that I would like to add to the agenda, whether they're addressed tonight or they're addressed at a subsequent meeting, and I presume it will be the latter. I nevertheless would like to get them on the agenda. And I wrote that I would like the matter of transparency of reports as well as transparency, as well as the release of lists to be on the agenda.
The release of what, please?
The release of voter lists, eligible voters.
Mm-hmm.
I would also like the question of who determines the format for the candidate events. If someone can help me with what those things are officially called in the bylaws, I would appreciate it. I'm talking about the events where the candidates meet before the potential voters face-to-face and who determines the format of those. I think there's a requirement for two in the bylaws.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute, I'll check.
Well, those, they're usually called forums, I think.
Yeah.
And well, I think that maybe the who determines the format, that may be a question to talk about when we talk about guidelines and the manual for supervisors.
Yeah.
The first question, I'm not sure what you mean by transparency of reports and release of lists. I wrote you a long memo in response to your memo, Ted. You might want to read that before you craft a motion on that.
It never came.
No, it didn't bounce back, so it's in there somewhere. I sent it to two email addresses. So there may be a delay, but you'll have it. Maybe you might want to read that before you craft a motion on this. Do you want to write a couple of motions and send them to us? I'm sure we won't get to them tonight. You're right.
Well, no, I want to add to the agenda the subject of transparency of reports that thus far would be Terry Barishas's report and Kenny Mostern's report on the two elections that we have held.
Well, Kenny's report's up on the Pacifica website, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, then it would be the one from Terry Barishas that was sent to me as confidential.
And that's the one I asked you specifically to read my motion, my memo, before you do a motion on that, please.
I would much rather put the motion forward. I can withdraw it later.
Mary Berg here. If that
yes,
was confidential and we put it on an agenda and discuss it in a public meeting, I have a problem with that. It's not staying confidential that way. We can't
I specifically asked Ted not to do that, yeah.
I don't know how we can talk about it without actually delving into it. We can't just say the motion that we can't talk about.
I think that's not appropriate
in a public meeting if it's a confidential document.
Am I being denied the right to add an item to the agenda?
Well, I'm just my two cents.
No, you certainly are not, Ted.
I think it's out of order.
We'll put it on, and if we need to go into executive session to discuss it, we will do that. So, what order do you want these three items?
In the order in which I'm presenting them at the end of the agenda.
All right.
There were three.
Why don't you give us some wording? Maybe you can type that and send it through, and by the end of the meeting we'll have some wording to put down there.
Okay, and the last thing is that I feel that these national committee meetings are not being announced in a transparent way, and I want that to also be an issue that we address.
All right, that's item number four.
Yes.
You're going to mail these all out?
Ted, yes. Are you going to mail these out?
I will forward this to the committee as we are meeting.
All right, thank you.
Well,
all right, any other additions to the agenda or changes?
This is Patty.
Hi, Patty.
Hi, I would like to be put on the agenda the PNB, WBAI PNB director's election.
And
the PNB director elections, okay.
Yes, they had a re-vote. There were supposed to be minutes or a report posted, but I haven't seen anything. But I don't want this to disappear. I think we have to either make some kind of motion to get something happening, at least some examination or a re-election or something.
Do you want... do you want to write a motion on that, or do you want to just put it on?
I'll work on a little motion.
Is this time sensitive? Is there an order? Ted is willing to put his items at the end of the new business. This may not come up until next week, next month, unless we put it somewhere else.
Is it possible to put it maybe before the interim election supervisor? I don't think it has to be a long motion. It just has to be something to I'll try to get a little more information and write up a little motion.
Well, we have three motions on a new business.
Right.
And you want this one before the first one, the second one, or the third one?
Before the second one. That gives me time to formulate it so I don't waste time.
All right, so that's...
wait a minute, Ted has four new motions, so you put
Ted
it...
Ted
has four. Yeah, I would ask if I know Ted asked first, if Ted would mind, this is very time-sensitive.
Well, he said it could be at a subsequent meeting. If
that's
right.
Ted agreed to put his at the end, Mary, so that's fine.
Yeah.
No
okay, this can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
We have a meeting tomorrow night, and I want to get something... at least a request or something, or at least a talk about it. They said at the last meeting that the elections committee, they could come directly here, and so I'm just, I want to query it or something.
Mm-hmm. All right.
This is Ted, and I have no objections with that going before what I've brought forth.
Thank you, Ted. All right, then, Patty, you'll work on language, and then anybody else have any other additions or changes to the agenda? All right, then, hearing no objection, we will adopt the agenda as amended with a new motion, language to come after the first new motion under new business, and four motions by Ted, language to come at the end of these now four motions. All right. Next item, then, is the next meeting date. Usually we've been meeting on the third Sunday, and the next third Sunday is just before the PNB. So I'm proposing that we meet on the second Sunday in March, which is March 12th. Is that acceptable to everyone?
We just moved our local station board meeting because of the demonstration on the 18th, so other things. So now we're gonna end up doing the same thing again. We'll have a meeting on Saturday.
Isn't it comfortable
and this on
now? Richard, we do it every time. So now
I know. It's getting to be a nice habit.
Oh,
it's all right.
Is 8 p.m. 5 p.m. your time convenient? I don't want to do it
convenient.
Much later. All right, so it'll be 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, on March 12th. Any objections or anybody who cannot make it or wants to suggest another date? All right, good enough. We're now about 3 minutes ahead of time. Reports, I put a 5 minutes for myself, and then there's some work groups. And I just wanted to make a couple of comments. One is that we are very behind.
Mm-hmm.
On guidelines for the executive director in terms of hiring, a job description, and so on. So I will be making some phone calls this week to people who were foolish enough to have volunteered in the first place, Mary, for this. And maybe I hope that some other people with a little time this week and next especially, I'll have more time next week, but this week and next, can perhaps call me or agree to do some work on this. We must get a description.
Terribly behind.
Do we have any kind of rough draft or anything left over from previous elections when they
fired
people?
I am guilty here. I was supposed to have contacted our human resources person to collect data. There doesn't seem to be anything in the top layer of anyone's desk, but I understand that she will search for things for me and will find whatever there was, if there is anything in writing. That's another question. At the moment, what we have is what's in the bylaws.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll, you know, if there's anything there, we'll have it to work with, and then we'll proceed from there. Yes, that would be a good idea to have that. And I'll look for some other official descriptions of this kind of job, although it's a little bit sticky. The other item that I did announce earlier before we came on the call, Jack Fennekin cannot be here. And so we won't have one of the three work group reports, the Technical Advisory Committee report. We'll have the other three reports. And the manual, yes. We also need people to work on the manual.
Yeah, we're behind on that.
Yes, so, and I put out a call. I did not get one response to listeners on various lists. So if you know anyone who you think might be willing to do a little work on this, please ask them to contact me or yourself, and we'll set up a meeting. Because we're going to need some outside help on this. It's going to be a lot of work.
Well, on the manual?
Mm-hmm. Yes. If we have KPFK is for a start, and that's a big help.
Is it possible to get a copy of that?
Terry, I think you sent me one. Did you not? I don't know if I sent it to the list or put it in the phone.
Yeah. Wasn't there one sent out?
There was, I believe, yes. Terry sent it out.
Okay.
This is our
Saturday.
I can give you some data on that manual.
Mm-hmm.
You get copies from Jack Van Aken.
Mm-hmm.
It was released several months ago as a pre-release copy, so it's a little raggedy and a little rough, but contact Jack Van Aken. His email address is jackv@123mail.org. And he can probably manage to send you out a copy. It's about 35 pages.
Right.
And as I say, preliminary but useful.
Mm-hmm.
I'll shut up.
Okay, thank you.
That'll
be
well. If I could just add
you.
To that, when that was presented to the KPFK LSB, we were tremendously impressed with it. I mean, I think it's more than just a start. I mean, I think when people see it, they will see it's a very substantial manual that will be more than just a start to this. I think it just is probably going to be the core of a possible manual that could be used network-wide.
Well, thank you very much. That'll be helpful when we get there.
That
all
was
right,
Terry, right?
Yes, hello?
That was Terry that said that.
That was Don.
Don.
Oh, Don
White.
That
was my comment, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I think it would be helpful to, because people might be listening, to announce ourselves before we speak. This is Carolyn. All right, our first work group report, then, is from Terry Goodman on the status of the listservs. Terry, do you want to...
This is Terry Goodman. Okay, I've created three publicly readable Internet lists for testing by the work group. One at riseup.net, one Google, and one Yahoo. I don't know if the other work group members, Mary and Serene, have responded to those groups that require a response in order to get them on as members. But the lists are there, and I can be contacted if work group members have problems attaching themselves, and if any committee members want to post to those groups, they can send their requests to me, and I'll add them.
Terry, have you all worked on parameters for how we will use this? What kinds of things we'll be posting or not posting, and so on? Or is that the next step?
That's part of the next step in working out policies and among the work group members.
Mm-hmm. All right, that sounds good. Is there a time-sensitive response? I mean, how long do people have to respond before their invitations or their registrations get dropped?
I know
Yahoo, I think, is 14 days now.
Yep. Right, that's the only one I know about.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I don't know how you do with Yahoo. Like, they won't let me on it again.
Really?
I'm on it some places, but now on this new thing, I couldn't get on it.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, I'll be mailing you, Terry. I would be interested in that.
Okay.
Thank you. That's good work. Thank you very much. I know setting up those lists is not easy. All right. Is there anything else we need to add on that?
Well, just, I'm sorry, Terry, if you know any way to get me on the Yahoo one, I'll begin with the others, but I don't know what the deal with Yahoo is. That KPFA Berg address ought to work.
Okay, yeah. I can work with you on that
offline. Okay, thanks.
Mary, sometimes I do know... But Yahoo, it's easier to get onto a list if you enter it from your Yahoo account.
If you enter it from where?
Go to your Yahoo account, open up, read your mail, and then
try to
go into a group's.
Okay.
How they let you in that way. It is dicey. All right, somebody's having trouble. I'm sorry.
That's Mary.
Uh-huh. All right, now, Les is not on the list. He was going to talk to us about audit parameters. I haven't heard from Les. So I guess we will not have that report.
Oh, shoot.
You want me to call him?
Yeah.
That would be helpful, Richard. Thank you. We'll put that off.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't have that.
Oh, 798-862.
Oh, not on the air, Mary, because
oops,
he might
sorry.
Not want to
I forgot. Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
But,
he'll hate me.
And Terry, I guess you're up again about the teleconference.
Yes, this is Terry Goodman. I've gotten email addresses for the unpaid staff representatives that should be on that teleconference,
mm-hmm.
and sent notifications out. In that message, I asked for Serene to...
Going to come on the election committee call?
Richard,
to I'll just talk over Richard. I've asked Serene to... pick the initial dates for everybody's consideration for having that teleconference,
mm-hmm.
and haven't heard back from her yet. I'm expecting that'll be in early March, and it may be after our March 12th committee meeting.
Okay.
So we may need to have another meeting the next week if the work group happens and has some useful input,
by the way,
so that we can have a motion from this committee ready for the PMB meeting. But if the work group happens when I'm hoping, that would still be too late to have this committee's resolution in the board packet that goes out to directors. But if we can finalize a resolution any time before the meeting, we could get it distributed at the meeting and maybe get PMB approval.
All right, that sounds like good planning. Should we then reserve blocks of time on both the 12th and the 19th? The 12th for our meeting and the 19th for a possible follow-up? For the elections committee to do with your work group results?
That would be wise.
This is LaBarne. There's someone talking. There's someone who's staring on another conversation. They need to mute.
Richard is on.
Yeah, okay. Richard can't hear to mute because he's talking to Les.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. He called Les.
Yes, we should remind people that, in fact, the mute works. It's #1 to mute yourself.
Make a motion on collecting staff data.
And coming back is the same, right?
That's the end of the staff teleconference report.
Thank you very much, Terry. All right, now I think that is the end of our work group reports. And the next thing we have on is the first item under new business is the motion collection of staff data. So this has gone through several revisions, and I expect there may be some other revisions, but because it went out so late, I will read this. John, could I ask you to call Richard
and
remind him of what the mute is?
That's not going to work because he's using two phones. Unless he has a third phone.
If we're lucky, he has call waiting, yes.
Oh, that might work, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Shall
well,
we proceed. Now, the collection of staff data is a long motion. Mary, do you feel up to reading that? I hear you.
Sure.
All right. For people on the air and on the webcast, and for people who don't have a copy.
Resolved that the PNB Elections Committee recommends the following general guidelines to the Executive Director with respect to the forms, reports, and procedures needed for implementation of PNB Resolution 387, approved on 11/28/05.
All right.
Contact forms, number one. Contact information should be maintained for each volunteer worker whose labor contribution may qualify them as an unpaid staff member of the Foundation. And number one under that is information collected should include full name, postal address, email address or addresses, telephone numbers, and such additional emergency contact and medical insurance information as may be recommended by the Pacifica Human Resources Director. Two, each volunteer worker whose labor contribution may qualify them as an unpaid staff member of the Foundation should be assigned a unique identification code for use in reports. This may be the record number in an associated computer database. Number three, the contact form or worker database should include a field indicating when the information was entered and or most recently updated or verified. Number four, contact information maintained for volunteer workers should be treated with confidentiality equivalent to that afforded employee records, but shall be available to election supervisors for use in verifying voter rolls. And then Roman numeral 2, unpaid labor records. Unpaid labor records are records documenting hours worked, including but not limited to monthly or weekly timesheets, individual expense reports, and copies of sign-in, sign-out logs from various work locations. All such records should include the following information. 1. Worker name and identification code. 2. Dates worked and hours per date. 3. Work type or description. 4, program or department categorization. 5, worker signature or email header. 6, verification. Verification of labor records shall be by a department head or general manager or his or her designee, and should be dated. Labor records shall be available to election supervisors for use in auditing voter rolls. Roman numeral 3, bylaws criteria monthly roster. The bylaws criteria monthly roster is simply a list maintained by management that assembles the data submitted in labor records. The roster should include two sections, each alphabetized by workers' last names. Number 1. The first section of the bylaws criteria monthly roster should list individuals who have documented supervised work for the station of at least 30 hours in the preceding 3 months, exclusive of fundraising, marathon, telephone room, volunteer time, or volunteer work or on committees or a local station board. Number 2. The second section of the bylaws criteria monthly roster should list individuals who do not meet the criteria of the first section but have documented labor contributions within the previous 3 months, exclusive of fundraising, marathon, telephone room, volunteer time, and volunteer work on committees of a local station board. Number 3. Current Pacifica Radio Station and Foundation employees shall be excluded from this roster, but former employees who have donated supervised labor in the previous 3 months shall be included, along with their uncompensated labor totals. Number 4. Each line of the monthly roster should include the following information. A. Worker last name and first name. B. Qualifying work hours in each of the 3 previous months. C. 3 month total qualifying work hours. Number 5. Subject to PNB, LSB, Executive Director, and HR Department limitations, the bylaws criteria monthly roster should be available to all individuals with a legitimate interest, including but not limited to Pacifica election supervisors, Pacifica governance committees, and each individual who has contributed supervised work in the previous 3 months. Motion, interim election.
Well, no, that's
well, that's
motion.
Enough.
That's
where we're
that.
Going.
Yes.
Okay, right. That's the end of that one.
All right. That is our collection of staff data motion.
This is Terry.
Yes, Terry.
Hey, it's Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
Hey, Wendy. Welcome.
Hi. Sorry, I'm late. You guys.
Hi,
my
Wendy.
Kids out to dinner.
Now, Wendy, if I may interrupt 1 second, and Richard, you're back. Just remind people, if you're making another phone call or talking to somebody else, mute is #1.
It sounds like you've had trouble with that.
And it's a toggle, #1 coming back.
Thank you.
All right. Now, yes, go ahead, Terry.
Under Roman numeral 1 contact forms and before the first item in that section, in other words, as a second sentence, I would like to add the following. Contact information should also be maintained for each volunteer worker whose labor contribution is intended to qualify them as a listener sponsor member of the foundation.
Okay, wait.
And I can send that.
Yeah, that'd be
Mary,
good.
Mary, or the list.
That'd be good.
If I could interrupt for a second. I'm sorry, this maybe has already been said, but what we've been doing at KPFT is insisting that all volunteers not only tell us who they are and what they do, but that their driver's license, they are actually asking for a photocopy of people's driver's licenses, which, you know, I mean, I see that and I also object to it at the same time, but that's what we've been doing at KPFT, that they really want to know who's responsible for their licenses, in addition to getting ready for how they're going to keep track of who's voting and stuff.
All right. Well, that's, I don't know if we want to amend that, but that's interesting to know. Terry, could you read that sentence to me again? I'm sorry.
Contact information should also be maintained for each volunteer worker whose labor contribution is intended to qualify them as a listener sponsor member of the foundation.
Wait a minute.
This
is intended to qualify them.
It's intended to keep that out of the section that's talking about unpaid staff, and worded so as to not prohibit casual labor from volunteering in the phone room without filling out forms if they're if they're already a member, or if they're not interested in becoming a member. I don't know what they'd be there for that reason anyway. But anyway, it just ensures that there's a mechanism for keeping track of labor for those people who want a labor contribution rather than a monetary contribution to qualify them as members.
Okay,
are we speaking
that's
to this
a
now?
Good addition. Mary?
Well, because I think that's a good thing, but I don't think it should go in under the heading of a motion called collection of staff data. I think that's totally confusing. I think we should call it something else. Maybe have a two-part thing. Part one, collection of staff data. Part two, collection of listener data. And then Terry's thing would go there. But I really don't think we should put it under this heading.
Well, that argues against including that amendment.
Including what?
I was offering that last sentence as an amendment, and you've argued against it.
No, not really. No, I'm just proposing. Okay, I suppose what I'm proposing is, if we add it, we should change the heading, the name, to be correct. We have two-part motion: a collection of staff data and a collection of listener data. So you can call this collection of data, the voter data, whatever name. It's just it's simply a changing of name. I'm not arguing against it.
I'm
amending it to say we have to make a corresponding change so that it's correct.
Terry?
Anyone else? Terry?
Yeah. My amendment under that same theory does not apply to implementation of PMB Resolution 387, which would argue against making the amendment rather than changing the title of the motion,
it's called 387.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that. What
it's
it
called 387.
Wendy, are you,
I'm sorry.
Wait, I'm not sure Terry was finished.
Yeah, the PMB resolution acting on a portion of a resolution brought forward from the Elections Committee with specific regard to unpaid staff record keeping.
Yes, yeah, so I sent those motions out. With the agenda as an attachment, the original PMB resolutions. Terry, I'm not sure I'm getting your point here. You're not thinking of withdrawing the motion. You're saying that it belongs there.
If it's included, I think it belongs there, but I'm not strongly arguing that we even include it.
All right, I'll put myself on the stack. Anyone else want to speak to this?
I do. This is Wendy.
Wendy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was confused by Terry calling it PNB Motion 387.
That was the number of the motion. There's a master list of motions passed by the PNB.
They passed 386, and this was the 387th?
I would assume. I don't know. I've only seen 387 and 388.
No, I mean, I was on the PMB for a long time, so I've never heard that they had numbers for the motions. I think that's awesome. That would be very helpful.
Yeah.
Evidently, there was a master list passed out of just the motions.
Okay.
Anyway,
all right. So anyway, none of this is relevant to why I asked to speak. Mary just said something about this. This was that she wanted to change it because it was motions. It was supposed to be about staff, and she said it was actually ending up being about listeners. I guess what she actually meant was listener members of the LSB?
No.
No, do you have the motion in front of you, Wendy?
No,
it will help. I'll withdraw.
The people who enter in the phone room.
It came out.
I sent it out
at 7 o'clock, and it's.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, all right. I'll withdraw my.
The title
thing.
Of it is collection of staff data, and Mary was suggesting that the title. Now that we're considering a motion that discusses where to put volunteers from the tally room who get listener ballots, that title, collection of staff data, might not be appropriate.
Okay.
That was your only suggestion about that.
Mary,
and my other question is, and I'm very sorry for being late, did Terry's motion receive a second?
Committee.
Thank you. No,
but if it's in... So even in a committee, it doesn't need a second?
Right.
Okay. All right. I thought a committee motion to the PNB wouldn't need a second. I didn't know. All right. That's great. I'm glad to learn that now after all these years.
I know.
All right, I'm done.
Point of information?
Yes.
Terry, I'm assuming you're talking about people working to spend 3 hours rather than $25 to be listener members, voters, right?
Yeah, and you've kind of convinced me to withdraw the motion, if that's acceptable.
Well, I think we might, maybe we could find some, I think it's a great thing to have, and I'm sure we can find some place to put it that won't be about the staff. There's something.
Well, we can just have a separate motion.
Let's do that.
I'd like to put myself on the stack here, if I may interject. I think it's really important to do this, because without some record keeping of the volunteers, we'll have the same problem we had last time. Complaints that volunteers didn't get their ballots, that their time was not recorded properly. So I had written up a motion. Terry's is much more concise, but I think somewhere in here, in this particular motion, rather than trying to get a separate motion through the PNB, I don't see any problem with including it in here and changing the name. I think changing the name is the more efficient way to do this. But I don't. I hope Terry will not withdraw the motion, because I would like to see it in
Don
here.
Don White.
I think this is fine. Don, yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, it seems like the name can just be simply changed to collection of listener data. I mean, that just the word and listener. I mean, and volunteer, or something. I mean, then it seems like it would be very easy, even just through consensus, just to describe it accurately by saying it's a collection of both.
Collection of
volunteer data.
What was it? Staff and volunteer data?
Just volunteer.
It's not staff and volunteer. That's really...
I thought the first
Mary Berger, can I get on the stack?
Yes, go ahead, Mary.
Well, I see down here, why not... How it'd be better to put it under regularizing membership, where I'm trying to get down to that motion there. I mean, because these are all important. Regularizing membership status. And why couldn't we put it there?
Not staff,
that's
though.
A different issue entirely, Mary.
A different issue.
If you read that.
Well,
it's a totally different issue.
But that we could call it Roman numeral 1, that first thing, and add this as a Roman numeral 2.
To
the
what?
Existing part could all be Roman numeral 1, people who live outside the area.
No, Mary, it's a totally different issue.
No, you're not hearing me. Wait. The whole thing that's there, it's the heading is regularizing membership status. So we could have Roman numeral 1, membership outside the area, or whatever we want to call it. And that goes all the way through to the bottom. Then, of what we have so far. Then we add Roman numeral 2. Listeners who volunteer time in lieu of a financial contribution. And we add that as a second part under the heading regularizing membership status. I don't see a problem with that.
Oh, well, I do, simply because it's a totally different issue.
Well, I know, and it's listed as a different thing.
Yeah,
it's
not related
heading.
To this at all, which is...
no, this is one
membership
thing.
Membership list for balloting.
But we now make a heading for it.
Well, I would consider making it a separate motion before I consider adding it there. I don't see it.
Let's go to
if
that.
If I put that forward, we can vote on that. But
okay,
I'm kind of against it.
Just
anybody have a Don? You had a suggestion for a title, collection of volunteer data. Was that the change in title for the motion?
Yeah, it seems like this amendment that Terry has put forward just adds one more category of data keeping.
Mm-hmm.
Terry, help us here. If you renamed that, what was the original name? The original name was
collection of
staff
data.
Staff, yeah.
No, this is not staff.
And anyway. Listener volunteer.
No, the motion also does not apply to paid staff. So I think renaming the motion collection of volunteer data.
No.
Would encompass the volunteers whose labor qualifies them as staff and those volunteers whose labor does not qualify them as staff.
All right, may I ask that maybe we can take a vote on the title now amendment and then go to the next amendment? I know it's a backwards order, but it seems logical to vote.
Is there one comment I could make
Mary,
about
yes,
it first?
Mm-hmm.
We had our LSB meeting yesterday, and we had a very, very angry woman, and she has totally confused staff. Because they think she spends time in the phone room. So she thinks she should be on the unpaid staff list and vote for staff, and that she is staff. And she's not the first person I've seen like that. She's already confused. This, to me, would make it a total... Then you would almost not be able to sort it out because you've lumped them all together. You've commingled them. And it's already a bad situation because why it matters, and it's not just, you know, the nomenclature, is that the listeners then think they should be voting for staff people and that they are staff. And the distinction between staff and volunteers is blurred enough as it is.
Well, my comment, if I may, is that if that listener hasn't even read the bylaws to know the difference, I don't think she's going to read this amendment.
Well, the bylaws don't make it clear at all. The unpaid staff bylaws might, but the Pacifica bylaws don't. They don't say what she is exactly. It's difficult for people to read that and get it clear.
Well, it is. We haven't done a good educating job. Maybe that's a good point. Well, I would like to vote on changing the title to Collection of Volunteer Data and then move on from there, if that's all right.
Okay.
Any objections to that, or can we take a vote on that?
It's not clear if you're asking for objections to the procedure or to the title change.
Which one do you have, Terry?
Well, no, I thought you were...
Are you, Terry, do you have an objection to the procedure?
I have no objection to the title change.
I haven't got to that.
No objection to the procedure.
Hang on. Lavarne, yes means you have no... Yes means you are okay to change it to...
We don't need a vote on whether there's an objection to procedure.
If there's no objection to it...
No, changing the title. Yes means you're okay to change the title.
If there's no objection to changing the title.
If there are no objections to it, we don't need to vote.
I do object to changing the title.
Then we need to vote. All right,
I definitely do object to that. It's very confusing.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so, Lavarne? Okay, I'll come back to her. MB, I don't know. Carolyn?
Yes.
Okay. Terry, yes. I suppose it's your motion. Melinda? Okay. Ted? God, where is everybody?
I'm abstaining.
Oh. That's Ted abstaining? All right. Richard?
Richard?
He's not
lost. Abstaining, too.
Okay. Let's see. Don?
Yes.
Patty?
Yes.
Wendy?
I'm sort of confused as to what the vote is. I thought you said, are there any objections to changing the title? And you said yes, Mary. So it seems like...
That's why we're voting...
Is the vote, do you want to change the title, or do you object to change? Okay.
The vote is a collection of volunteer data would be the title if you vote yes, and if you object to that, it is no.
Yes.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. So, yes means you want to change the title. No means you don't.
Correct.
So you're voting yes?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, let's see. That's all I have.
Well,
I'll go back to the other people, Lavarne.
Hi there, I was on mute. I want to vote no.
Okay.
Melinda.
Votes no. Lavarne?
I'll abstain on this one. It's kind of, you know,
yeah,
I don't want to, like,
I know, it's confusing.
More time talking about it. So I'll just abstain.
Who else did I... I'm sorry, who did I... It was a third person, I think.
How about yourself?
I put no.
Okay.
No, but there was somebody that wasn't around. Oh, it's
Richard.
Phelps. Oh, he's come back and voted and abstained. That's right. Okay, is anybody else who isn't, who got passed over here?
No, I think you have everyone.
Okay. So we have 5 yes, 2 no, and 3 abstentions. Boy.
This is Terry.
Yeah?
Yes, Terry.
Okay, since I voted for the prevailing side, I'd like a reconsideration, which I think can be passed without objection, that the title be Collection of Unpaid Staff and Volunteer Data.
And listener volunteer, could you amend it to say listener volunteer data?
And listener volunteer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That was exactly my proposal.
I didn't hear you say those words. So, okay.
Yeah, I wasn't.
You said unpaid staff and, okay. Well,
I don't think I was as clear.
Unpaid staff and listener volunteer data.
Collection of unpaid staff and listener volunteer data, and you're proposing that as a change for reconsideration. Are there any objections to that?
No.
Well, then let's accept that.
But you call it now. What did you say? You move for reconsideration. What is the language? What do you do for the reconsideration? What's the language?
Well, actually, I think it was two motions. I move for reconsideration. And off
move for reconsiderations. Okay.
But the point is that because Terry was on the prevailing side of the motion, he can then move in the same meeting to
language.
Reconsider.
Right.
Okay. All right. And the next amendment is Terry's contact information should also be maintained for each volunteer worker
whose labor contribution
is
intended
to qualify for listener
membership. As a listener sponsor member of the foundation.
Qualify as a listener sponsor.
So this will be, what is it, number four, a Roman numeral four?
No, it's the final sentence before Roman numeral I-1.
Comes after the word foundation and before the numeral one.
One, contract forms. I mean Roman numeral one. So it goes there.
After the word foundation and before Roman numeral one information.
Okay. And it goes...
Arabic numeral one.
Yeah. And it is... what does it say? And each volunteer worker.
Contact information should also be maintained.
Okay.
For each volunteer worker whose labor contribution is intended to qualify them as
a listener sponsor member of the foundation.
May I offer an amendment of language? Instead of for each volunteer worker, just for each listener volunteer. You've got it twice, and it's one for staff. They're not a worker, they're just volunteering. So
each volunteer whose labor...
No objection.
For each listener volunteer, so it's more clear.
No objection.
Okay. No, I got the rest of it screwed up.
Now, is there any objections to this motion, which seems to make good sense to me?
I have no objection. I just don't have it down correctly. Maybe Terry could send it or somebody could mail me. I don't want to take the time now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to type
it. Well, maybe, can you... You don't have it well enough to read?
For each listener volunteer No, I don't have the exact language. I have the sense of it.
Contact information should also be maintained for each listener volunteer whose labor contribution is intended to qualify them as a listener-sponsor member of the foundation, to qualify him or her as a listener-sponsor member of the foundation.
Is intended to, in lieu of a monetary contribution.
To qualify them, yes. I would leave to qualify. As a listener sponsor member of the foundation.
Okay.
Check your mail.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, hearing no objections, let's move on. Are there any other changes to this motion or comments?
Ladies, gentlemen, this is Art Stasny, who has to bail out quickly.
Wonderful. Hello.
One quick comment on a motion that hasn't been taken up yet. That is the motion that the Elections Committee strongly recommends hiring a national elections, that prior to hiring a national election supervisor, mm-hmm. a temporary interim national supervisor be hired. Just wanted to suggest that informal consultation with your techie types as to the qualifications and the knowledge that such a person might need to have would be a great idea. This is not a formal or motion or anything, but just that kind of consultation may help you get somebody that's really useful. Sound good?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Sorry you
okay,
have to
guys,
leave.
Thanks much. I'm going to bail out.
All right.
And
thank you for being
bye,
here.
Art.
Good bye times now. With the rest of the meeting.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Now, this is a longish motion, and I want to make sure everybody understands all of it. Are there any questions
Jack.
About the rest of it?
Oh, Jack. Hi, Jack.
Hi, Jack. Glad you made
hi.
It.
I shouldn't say hi, Jack. That's really bad.
No, not on airplane. Just leave a space in there.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
I didn't know I'd been anywhere before this. Oh, I have an anniversary. Oh, wonderful. Okay.
Jack, do you have a copy of the agenda?
Yeah, if I get to my computer.
The 7 o'clock, the one I sent out at 6:56 was the one we're working on, and the first motion, which is revised from another earlier one, we're on that, and we've just passed two amendments, and we're looking to see if anyone has any other additions before we go to a vote on it.
That's a big old dog.
That's
no one has any other comments
is there
or
a mute
amendments to this? Shall we move
is that
to
Jack's dog?
Mute is star one. And back.
Star what?
Star, pound one.
Pound one, thanks.
Not violent or anything.
Just noisy.
He wants to assert his voter rights.
All right, then shall we move to a vote on this since no one has any other comments or questions about it? I must thank Terry for crafting most of this. It was very well thought out and very thorough.
Okay. Is there anyone objects? I didn't hear anyone object.
Are there any objections to this? Can we adopt it then? All right. All right. Hearing none, then this motion is adopted without objection. And we can move along to the next motion. The next motion was, now Patty had asked to insert a motion in there. Patty, are you ready with some language for the motion you want us to consider at this point? Patty? No, she's not on the list.
She's muted.
Yeah, well, then maybe we should move along to the next motion, which is relatively short, and we can take hers after this, if that's all right with everyone. Any objections to that?
Okay.
By the way, let me give you a quick report. I talked to Les
mm-hmm.
Badke, and he wasn't able to get a hold of some of the people he needed to get a hold of, because they weren't in or stuff, so he said he'll be able to give us that audit report next meeting.
All right, that's good. Thank you very much for that, Richard. The next motion is interim election supervisor. Mary, do you want to read that? Or?
Sure. Let me get it down here. Here we go. The Elections Committee strongly recommends that, prior to hiring a National Elections Supervisor in May of this year, as required by Article 4 of Section 4 of the bylaws, the PNB shall direct the Executive Director to hire an interim National Elections Supervisor to serve during March and April of this year to oversee the requisite steps preliminary to a smoothly functioning election. This position shall be an interim half-time position with a salary to be determined in consultation with the five stations and the national office, but not to exceed $4,000 for the two-month period. Duties and powers shall be negotiated with the executive director and shall include but not be limited to developing guidelines for local station elections, preparing the databases for use in the elections, and participating in the selection of a company to or of a... let's see, there was some language missing there somehow.
to, oh, I'm sorry.
To, of a company, to, and then the words of, we'll have to, okay, selection of a company, presumably it's an election committee. Let me go on reading it and make a note that that sentence is not correct as it stands.